Hi, kids. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I hope you're up and at 'em today. One time I read a story of the Wunkle Punkle Gnome. That's a funny name, isn't it? The Wunkle Punkle Gnome. Anyway, he tried not to be lazy, and he tried not to be lazy, and at last he wasn't, and he ran to do what he was supposed to do. The Bible has a lot to say about not being lazy, so I guess we Bible clubbers had better take our cue from God's Word and be diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So let's start out singing our best for Jesus today. Choir?
Someday I shall be like Him.
Thank you, choir. I'm so glad that you use your talent and time for the Lord. A week or so ago, we were talking about Jesus' care and compassion for people. We also mentioned the Good Samaritan who helped the poor traveler when the priest and Levite ignored him and went by as if they didn't see him. They had much religion, but they didn't know Christ, so they didn't want to get involved with someone who was hurt or sick or in trouble. On the other hand, there are people in the Bible who went out of their way to help others. Jonathan put his life on the line to protect David. Dorcas made good coats and clothes for people. Mary washed Jesus' feet and dried them with her hair. Abraham served a meal to strangers who turned out to be angels from God. The poor widow gave her only 2 mites to the temple offering. No one told them to do it. They did it on their own. So whoever you are, there's something you can do for the Lord if you have a willing heart. Maybe you can help a little child or an elderly person. Maybe you can step up to help someone at school who no one else will befriend. Maybe you can take up for somebody when others are making fun of them or hurting them. Maybe you have money that could be used in the Lord's service instead of spending it on yourself. There must be 100 ways we could help someone for Jesus' sake if we would just do it. Now, maybe you have helped someone lately. Maybe you did go out of your way to be a blessing. Good for you. We'd like to hear about it. Oh, I know you don't want to be a bragger, but it would be a blessing to the rest of us to hear how you help someone for the Lord's sake. Write and tell us about it. Address your note to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Tell us your story of how you helped someone. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Wonderful love that rescued me so deep in sin.
Yeah.
One night Samson visited a wicked woman in Gaza. The angry Philistines laid wait for him, but he hauled off the doors of the city gate on his shoulders, dumped them out on a hilltop, and escaped. Later, he met the beautiful Delilah. Now the Philistines offered her a sly deal. "We'll each give you 1,100 shekels of silver if you'll tell us the secret of Samson's strength." Samson meant nothing to her compared to all that money. She shrewdly began to set her trap. With alluring tones, she begged him for the secret of his strength. Samson had faced that same snare in Timnath, but again made light of it. He told her 7 green withes would hold him, but when she tied them, he burst loose as if they were charred thread. "Oh," she cried, "you're making fun of me. If you loved me, you would tell me your secret." Flee youthful lusts, the Bible says, but Samson lingered in pleasure. "Bind me with new ropes," he teased. She did, but when the Philistines leaped to capture him, he snapped the ropes like thread. She kept whining until he gave in. "Well, if you weave my 7 locks of hair with a web, I'll be as weak as any man." Careless with his vow, he kept getting closer to the truth. As he slept, Delilah braided his locks and fastened them with a weaver's beam. "Samson, the Philistines be upon thee," she cried. The men burst from hiding to seize him, but he walked away with the web, beam and all. He was amused at his own craftiness. He knew this wasn't right, but he thought a little fun couldn't hurt. But it was not fun to Delilah. She was dead serious. "Samson, you've mocked me before my friends. You don't love me," she wept, until at last he blurted, "Well, if you shave off my hair, I'll be as weak as anyone else. It's part of my Nazarite vow." "Ah," she smiled to herself and called the Philistines. "Come just once more," she said. "He has told me all his heart." How sad! Samson could have communed with the God of heaven, but he lowered himself to open his heart to God's enemies. Again, Samson lingered with Delilah and fell asleep with his head in her lap. She smiled smugly as the Philistines shaved off his beautiful heavy hair. She knew the money would soon be hers. The razor's last swath was finished. "Samson," she screamed, "the Philistines be upon thee." Samson expected to break free as before, but he could not. The Lord had departed from him. He stood weak and helpless. Bound as a slave, he was drug off to prison amid Philistine shouts, "Hail to Dagon! Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands." Samson's heart wrenched. He had ruined himself and brought reproach on the name of his God. The heathen were jubilant. The more their captive was tortured, the louder they cheered as the heartless soldiers gouged out his eyes. Only the tumult drowned out Samson's cries of agony. Oh, that we could draw a curtain over the awful sight as the blind, bleeding wretch was bound with fetters, reduced to slavery, chained as a donkey to a grindstone, and plodded in an endless circle, turning one stone upon another, grinding corn for the enemy. In time, his hair grew back. At a high festival, thousands of Philistine lords and ladies gathered in the temple of Dagon, celebrating their victory. In their revelry, they forced the blind warrior into the arena to make sport. The more humiliated he was, the more they shouted. His blind blunders only made them taunt him more. Samson asked the boy who led him to take him to the main pillars of the temple to rest a moment. Even a heathen lad pitied a man who's treated worse than an animal. Samson felt for the pillars and braced his arms and shoulders. Flexing his muscles one more time, with a loud groan he cried out, "O God, that I might be avenged of my two eyes!" As the deep tones rolled through the temple, a hush fell over the throng. Then the silence was shattered by screams of terror as the massive walls began to crack, heave, and sway. Samson bowed himself with all his strength, and the huge temple came crashing down. Silence fell as dust rose from the debris. With one mighty blow, Samson had destroyed 3,000 Philistines. He killed more in his death than in all his life. But look, crushed under the rubble, his blood mingled with the enemy, Samson lay silent and dead. Relatives dug Samson's body from the ruins and took it home for burial. He had the pleasure of sin for a season, but that season ended. Was it worth it? The promised son became a man, but he was destroyed because he played with sin. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Paul said, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God." Don't sell out your integrity or virtue for any price. Follow God's word and His will, and be ready for His coming. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.